Ostseewelle Podcast.
Hallihallo, ich bin Maike Wesler und durfte das Interview meines Lebens führen. Seit Ende der 90er, Anfang 2000er ist sie in Deutschland ein Megastar. Die kleine Frau mit der großen Stimme, Anastasia. Bauchfrei, getönte Brillen und eine Megastimme. Das waren schon immer ihre Markenzeichen. Und wie tausend andere auch, war und bin ich, genauso wie viele meiner Kollegen, großer Anastasia-Fan. Umso aufgeregter waren wir, als der Megastar uns hier im Studio besuchen kam und sich Zeit für ein Interview genommen hat. Und sie erzählt nicht nur Spannendes über ihr neues Album, sondern gibt auch viele private Einblicke. Warum dieses Album sie extrem gefordert hat, warum sie jahrelang ein falsches Alter angegeben hat und warum sie privat am liebsten mit Dutt und ohne Brille rumläuft, das und mehr erfahren wir jetzt im Podcast. Viel Spaß! So, Anastasia is here with us in the studio, Ostseewelle Studio. Thanks
for coming. Oh, it's so beautiful here. I'm so glad to have come in person because it's quite gorgeous. I'm very jealous. You live here for a living.
Yes, you really have to go to the beach later on. It's a must.
I mean, the weather is to die for right now, so I'm very grateful.
So you should go and watch the sun go down.
Oh.
Beautiful.
With a little glass of wine.
Yes, or maybe two.
Or maybe seven.
Oh. People love doing vacation here.
It looks it. There are so many beautiful boats. It's just sailboat city out here.
Once a year, the boats are coming here and we have a very big fest, a very big party.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's gorgeous. So, Anastasia, you're here for a reason.
Yes, I am.
You would like to tell us something because you didn't come alone.
No, I
did it. You brought some music.
I did. And the honor I have bringing it to Germany is because it's actually a covers album of German songs. And wait for it. No, I'm not singing it in German. Don't get excited because you would definitely push stop on that record. I'm singing your beautiful songs in English.
But I know that there are some words that you can say in German, right? There's a little bit of German that you can say.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm just the worst because I get tongue-tied immediately when somebody wants me to speak German and all the words leave. But I can understand when people talk a little bit now. But then again, depends on where I am in Germany, where I'm like, I don't understand a word. And they're like, the dialect is harder here.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
know, it changes.
The Bavarian.
Everyone says it the same. They're like, it's Bavaria.
Yeah, Bavaria. No.
Wow, no.
We are the northern kids. They're
cool. They're they're easy to hear.
Yeah. Oh, some say like that. how come that you can speak a little bit of German? You're here
I'm here quite often. I have loved the country ever since they embraced me. And I've been very lucky to come back many, many times in a row and get to know so many different parts of Germany. This actually is a first for me that I've never been here, which is what I was excited about in this radio station. So I don't think I've ever done a concert in this territory.
You did.
Oh, I did?
We'll come to
that. Oh, no.
We'll talk about it later. So German is one of the hardest languages.
That is true. Yeah. I tried with a teacher years ago, and in school I learned French. So that kind of feels like it's in my head without thinking sometimes. Not great, but enough to get by. And Spanish just from being in America, and it's kind of spoken a lot. And then I tried to learn German, and it was like my brain did not have another language ability. It was like, it's not going to happen, girl. Yeah, it all escapes me the minute that I try to learn. It seems almost impossible for my brain to learn. But I feel like I could, because there are people that speak a lot of English here. So I'm very grateful to have, at least, even if somebody tries, I'm like, thank you, because meine Deutsche ist scheiße. You know, I'm like, no. I'm like, please don't make me try to say anything but Umarmung.
I'm so sorry. At the end, I'm not telling you now.
She's like, I have 12,000 station IDs and they're all in German.
It's maybe only 10,000.
No problem. It's no, worth the view. It's no. worth the view. I'll try. Right. I'll try.
Back to your album.
Yes.
It's German songs.
German songs.
But why German songs? So did it seems I know. That you it's love Germany.
I do love Germany, but I also was presented by a gentleman named Christian Geller, who is the producer of the project. And he reached out to me and asked if I was willing to do a covers album. And I was curious and I was like, well, I've done one. And he said, no, of German songs. And I was like, oh, you guys are so cute. I don't sing in German. Like everyone thinks I should talk already and sing and be German. And I'm like, oh, no matter how much time I spend here, I'm Kappa. So he said, no, I want you to sing our German songs and our history of German songs and sing them in English. And I was like, really? Wow. Okay. I never thought that would be something that people would want to hear. And he's like, well, there's, you know, really good music out there and nobody knows about it in other territories. And I was like, that's interesting. Yeah. I said, well, let's start searching. Let's see what we come up with. And he was then talking to Gambino, and Gambino was like, oh, you're doing an album with Anastasia. What? So he was like, I'm throwing my song in the mix. And he wrote the lyrics to, well, it Die Totenhosen, if you don't know who Gambino is.
Everyone knows in Germany knows who Gambino is.
I know. I'm like, it's saying like, do you know who the Pope is? Yeah. He gave me his song, but in English. And he demoed it, but I didn't know he demoed it himself. I was like, who's this guy singing the song? He's amazing. They were like, it's him. I was like, really? He's like, these are the best days. And I was like, okay, wait, he's German? Wait. So, he sings in English. Now I love him even more. And I loved the song. I loved the words. I wouldn't have known what it was saying. I liked the melody, but sometimes that's just part of the song. And until you hear the words, you don't know what it is you're connected to. And that was a big plus when I found out what the words meant. And I was more into this song because it was so positive, because we are living in challenged times. This is a great reminder that we're in good times. We need to take care of these days because you just treat them like they're gold. I was grateful he said a thumbs up, because he could have said thumbs down on my demo.
You would never.
Amy, God. I don't know. I was so nervous.
It wasn't only you that picked the songs. Or is there any song
it's always me. I mean, at the end of the day, I won't sing something I don't feel connected to. I'm honest when I say that. There's nothing wrong with other songs, but if I don't feel connected and I don't like the message and I don't feel it expresses something either I've been through or something I relate to, then I have a hard time giving the message to someone. Then I can't tell the story.
This is what a singer should do.
So in the process of doing this, because I didn't know the words, all I was doing was just listening to songs, listen to the verse, listen to the chorus. If it clicked with me, then I'd be like, wait, let me hear the chorus again. Because if I hear the chorus again, then I go, okay, yeah, that's a good song. And then I'd have to go, okay, what is it saying? And then I'd be like, not really something I want to say. So I, you know, go back and forth and go through songs. And so I translated a bunch of songs. Some of them didn't even get to me demoing them because we were on a time schedule. Germany doesn't translate a lot of their songs. So it's a whole nother level of getting approvals that I don't think we were aware of when putting him in English. But in hindsight, I think it was great because we got to do the right songs for the record, you know?
Was there any song that you already knew before you translated it?
Yeah, Scorpions. I mean, Scorpion's song is everywhere in the world. And I heard Forever Young before. Both of them were kind of no-brainers to me. I was like, well, we have two songs on the album. I don't need to translate those. I ended up discovering songs I never knew. Well, I definitely never knew existed, including when I decided to do cello. That was a surprise to my producer because it's not a typical song, but I thought, what a beautiful song. First of all, from a great artist, and beautiful lyrics that are almost like what I would consider coming from America, Bob Dylan. Like, he's a poet, you know, and as a writer, I just felt like, wow, I don't write like this. This is creative. So me translating it you know, was like, ah. So I had some help with that because I was scared I'd mess it up.
I think you've done a really good job on that because I was listening to the album. I'm such a lucky girl.
Oh my God. I know. I'm nervous now. Uh-oh. Here's the...
No, it's great. It's awesome. Because there are songs and I'm like, yes, yes, I forgot about the song. Like cello.
Oh, right.
Cello is awesome.
Yeah.
And you performed one of my most favorite songs in the world.
Okay, uh-oh.
I would have never guessed that you would sing a song from the Kelly family.
Yes!
An Angel.
Yes! Which was my God, your time.
Angelo was right next to you. Yes. I fell in love with him. And the song...
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I just think that, you know, I'm one person and they did it as brothers and sisters. And I just think that's amazing. And being able to shine a light on that, it's such a peaceful song. And it just, Angel brings this calm energy. And being able to put the kids in there was also very important just because it is about children. They're our future. They're our, you know.
Was written by a child.
Yes, it was. I mean, and that's the cutest part is that there's the sweetest part of what they say. I would have never used that with my English words. And I was like, okay, that's sweet.
Have you heard of the Kelly family
before?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I know Patricia and I've met her sister, Kathy. Patricia's amazing and she's always been so sweet. And I hope she likes it because she hasn't heard it yet. So I'm like, she'll reach out to me on the DMs and be like, girl, you ruined my stuff.
I've already heard it. I'm so proud. And no, you've done a great job and it was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm very happy with this album.
Oh.
But not only because I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
But you did a really good job because
thank
there you. Was not only like this rocking Anastasia, because there was this softer. Soft one.
I know. I've never.
Very high.
And the interesting thing, I've never showed that side because I've never been moved by a different song to bring that out in me. So I discovered things in myself to be able to be creative where my natural mind may not have gone there. I'm gonna have to figure that one out. She's a softer singer, you know, and just like a Born to Live. He's very low. And I was like, I'm gonna have to modulate that 14 times. So just in the studio, I was discovering, I love these songs, but I need to figure out how I can go and not take away the beauty of them, but sing them my way without destroying them, let's just say, because they're beautiful songs.
There's always this special Anastasia vibe in the songs. So who knows all of your albums or some of your songs, of your album songs, knows that there's so much of you in these songs.
Oh.
And I really like it.
So I'm very, very nervous to hear what people and the artists think and, you know, what other people think. And it's great to hear from you guys what you're thinking as I'm going to radio stations and actually hearing that you guys are like, actually, this is really good. Yeah. You know, like, okay, wait a minute.
Because we're Germans and we're like, okay, Anastasia's singing our songs.
Right.
And this is something special. Yeah.
It was an either make it or break it moment for me. I was like, I'm either going to score or they're going to be like, why?
Is there any song that you love the most?
Oy. That's really hard because I've only sung Best Days live and I'm just going to start singing Now or Never. And I think in translating the songs, I really like what I did with Now or Never. But if I think the problem I had was listening to Google Translate, it was like not even close to some of it was like a little bit like the song. But the sentences just were like, like the song sounds better in German than it did when you're trying to translate it, Google. So once I got an official, like more of a teacher that kind of said, okay, this is the meaning of the song. This is what the song is kind of saying, but in a very literal sense, not Google. Then I would go, what is the metaphor? What is this? So this meaning is there. They're saying the heart and they're saying the love and they're saying this. So what is it that I want? Where do I want to color that? And how do like in Now or Never at the end of the chorus, I'm talking about a roller coaster. He doesn't talk about a roller coaster. But in life, you're in the up and downs.
Yes.
So like you try to think of things that you know are, you know, here and there. And also it's the syllables and the amount of, I guess you say, phrases that are in the line. Is it rhyming? It's so many things that I did not realize translations were all about, you know, I love writing songs. But the translation part was difficult and then became quite cathartic for me. And the last song I translated was Just You. And it was lovely. I was like, wow, that was quick. It's like, uh-oh.
So you've been in the flow.
I was in the flow. Yes. Yeah. And it was just like, so bist du. I was like, okay. Yeah. Let's pray. You guys like it?
Are you planning to go on tour?
Yes, I would want to go on tour with our songs. I think that this album would fit in my set list really well. I think we're looking at the end of next year, but it all is being worked out. You know, we'll probably know more at the beginning of next. But yeah, I'm truly excited to want to sing these songs like with the band live, you know.
That would be great. So we'd love to see you again here.
Yeah, this isn't just a covers album.
I hope you would do an Angel because I would be there.
Well, Patricia might be right next to her. Right? You never know. I'm going to put it out there. Patricia!
Why not? Best night of my life.
Right? Oh my God, that's so true.
Talking about the tour, we could come to your concert. Do you remember being in Greifswald?
I do not because I don't... Well, I don't remember seeing this area.
The city is called Greifswald. It's like an hour and...
But what did I do? I was like, what did I do that I would remember? Did I fall?
It was 2018.
Okay.
And you were 3 hours late. What? And you were sending a video to us. You said, guys, I'm so sorry. It's not my fault. It's traffic. And I'm so sorry. Please wait for me. And we were waiting for 3 hours for you. You don't remember that? It was 2018.
No, I don't remember that at all. I've never been late that I don't remember that at all.
And everyone was waiting for you.
It's just not something I do. I'm on time.
No, it wasn't your
fault.
No,
but of course, but it's like 3 hours. How late was the concert? Forever. My gosh.
Yes. I remember leaving like 1:30. Yes. Wow. But it was worth it.
Wow.
Everyone was staying there. They had like food and drinks. Oh, so we were waiting there. It was...
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
yeah. I think if anything, the moment itself would be something I remember rather than being late to the concert. It would be like, oh yeah, that's probably when someone died on the plane and da da da. Like it, I have to have another reason.
Something happened. And so we were like 3 hours and then, so Anastasia is a video and we were like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we stay. We're waiting.
Yeah, so she's literally ready to go on stage and she can't come. Oh, God.
We had some fries. Wow. We had wine. We had coffee. It was okay. So you've been here.
Yes.
And we really hope that you will be here again in this area of Germany because it's the most beautiful area.
It really is. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful here. And
feels like so much more a long time ago.
It's 5 years.
Yeah, but it seems like 10.
Is there any German singer that you would like to perform with, have a duet with?
There's a lot of singers on my album that I have no problem joining me on stage or me joining them on stage because I think I've enjoyed singing their songs. So I would love to join anyone on stage and even have them sing their part in German and me sing my part in English.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a cool moment.
Yes, maybe Sarah Connor.
She's delicious. I love her.
Yes, she would probably do it.
We know each other from back in the day. We did a lot of circuits together as far as her coming with her songs at the same time I was coming with mine.
Yeah, we were quite in the same vein,
but we never got to, you know, work together, but we've spoken. I probably could, you know, immediately get to know her, but I felt like I wanted the album to come out first and then see if it naturally organically happens instead of me stalk them and be like, hey.
No, I think they'd probably say, yeah. Let's talk about your dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Because
I have him here.
Yes. He's running around.
He is in very good behavior. He's getting meat. Right now.
Yes. I brought him something.
Yes. And let me tell you, he is German to the core because he loves his meat. There you go. Ooh, oh my God. That's exactly what he does. That's crazy. I literally, those little sticks.
Yes.
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 It's so funny. We packed it in the suitcase. I'm like, darn. Oh my God.
These are the best ones. My dog loves them. And I asked him if I could bring it to your dog. And he said,
oh, I said, yeah, a little bit. Okay. Just a little. Just, Birdie.
Just It's the little Come. Moment. Hello.
Ooh. Not oh you oh. know he loves it if he he's very picky and there's only certain stuff he likes. So is
my dog.
Super
so.
Success.
Maybe oh. more later if you would like it.
He's gonna be at your Tootsie's all night. Gonna be right there.
I just want him to love me. Actually.
Oh well, so. He loves everyone. Mm.
So he's a year. He's just celebrated a year. His
yes,
birthday.
His birthday. It was you know celebrating the sun around the moon or whatever they talk about. Yes, I was celebrating a year, and I also got his brother for my mother. Ooh. Oh my God, that rhymes.
That's perfect.
And yeah. But so I have the brothers are there, and whenever they're home, they're together and they enjoy each other. But you know, he's the roadie.
Oh, that's perfect. And
yeah. Oh yeah, you have a friend right now.
Yeah.
He's like, my mom has starved me all day.
Your dog was celebrating his birthday,
yes.
and you're celebrating your birthday.
I know, we're both Virgos. Yes. What? but it was kind of cute to be like, hey.
Yeah, some people go crazy with dogs, don't they?
Yes,
so I'm talking with my dog as if I was crazy. So.
On my album cover, the details, you'll see on a little square on the wall, the brick wall that we designed, it says dog mom.
Oh,
I'm serious
that's cute.
About being yes. a dog lover.
Yes,
I'm a dog mom
so am I.
My whole life. I should marry him. Why don't I just marry my dog?
Dogs are the better man.
They
that's
really,
what it is.
I'm telling you. Yeah, he's my bro.
Does your dog go under the blanket?
Yes.
And you're like, can you breathe? My dog is sleeping in my bed.
Yes, thank you. So get over it.
Yes. Whatever,
I don't even need to know the dog. I'm like, hi.
Wherever your nose was, come here.
Right,
come here.
Exactly. Bring it on. Yeah. I Dogs know. The they're best. Lovely. And cats are lovely, too. I'm just allergic. So, but I love all animals. I just think they're great. I'm not afraid of snakes.
Oh,
you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So your birthday is coming on Sunday.
It is. And I'm completely unaware that it was Sunday. Yeah, so my birthday's coming up, and I guess it's
So
Sunday.
You're welcome for the reminder, so you have to get some cake.
I know, I'm going to have to figure out what I do. I think we might go out to dinner, I don't know. My birthday present is just being able to work and do my new album and talk about it and have new product to present. That's like the best birthday gift I can give myself after so many years of not putting out new music, you know?
So you're not a birthday type?
No, I think, you know, I like other people's birthdays way more. So I'm the birthday giver and I like to do that. I like to plan stuff and do stuff for other people's birthdays. It was just my 35th birthday. Everybody went to Vegas. We had the best time, like 25 people that I brought with me from different places. And I was like, we're all going to Vegas for the weekend. And that was a big to do, but I never really did stuff like that before. But you know, there's a first and a last time for everything.
But it's not an age thing that you think like.
No, not at all. I'm the one who said, I can't even say anymore. I'm going to tell you all I'm 40. Like when I decided to reflect the dates as the real dates, because they'd always ask me in interviews, how old's your sister? Da 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 da. And at the beginning of my career, I have always looked quite young. And on the show that I got discovered on, you had to be 29 to be on the show. And I had turned 30. And they were like, no. And I was like, I know. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really 30. They're like, no. And I was like, oh,
what
you're talking about the no, no. And so they were like, what do you think? And they look at each other in the eyes and go, I think she's 21, maybe 22. So they gave me an age. And then I signed to the label and they were like, oh, we'll take that age. That's fine. That'll work for us. And I was like, okay, whatever that means is, I guess it's what people do. And then over time, I was like, can I just tell people I'm 40? Like, I'd like to say I'm 40, you know, and feel passionate about it. And so I did. And, you know, I'm 55 this year. So I don't really have an age issue. I think, you know, going to like 60 and 70, yeah, that might be a different feeling of what, where will I be health-wise? Where will I be emotionally, you know, voice-wise? I always wonder if that is something that will go for me. You just never know. A lot of singers maybe don't have the same strength in their voice. So far, it hasn't made any difference for me, but I don't know. Maybe I'll be, you know, the Tony Bennett of my time and continue singing forever and ever and ever.
Why not?
Why not?
Do you know Roland Kaiser in Germany?
Oh, yeah, yes. Same.
So he
same.
Will,
just
he
still
will sing
great.
Forever. He will die on the stage.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That. I hope that's me. Not that I want to die on stage, people.
No,
just
but
saying.
Like,
but I'd like to sing for as long as my voice allows me.
I mean, why not? This is what you love. So yeah. You should do that.
Yeah.
Actually.
I've always looked about 10 years younger than myself, which was frustrating when I wanted to be 21. And they were like, you're not 20. I'm like, I'm 25. Let me in the club. So, you know, eventually it became like annoying. And now it's worked to my benefit. So,
yes.
And eventually, maybe by 60, I'll be like, I don't have that grip on the extra 10. You know, I'm losing grip. I think that sometimes it's just, I haven't really changed much. I keep my same hair color. I keep the glasses. I haven't changed my style. So I think that is a lot of what people look at when they see me as well. Because if I'm in a tracksuit and my hair's up and I have no glasses on and no makeup, I just walk right by people.
This is what I said today.
Oh.
To a friend of mine. I said, I would never say that this is Anastasia. I think it's on Instagram. So you are on a marketplace or something. No glasses. And I don't think that I would recognize
right.
you.
Right. And it's the best.
So, and I love
it's
you.
It's the best. And sometimes it's more that I'll come in and somebody go, wow, she looks a lot like Anastasia. But she wouldn't be here. You know, she wouldn't be in this marketplace in this little town. And I'm like, yes, I am. And it's actually more fun when they don't know that I'm me. And then they ask me what I do for a living because we're in conversation.
Yes.
Or we're getting our nails done and we're just two girls getting our nails done or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, what do you do? I was in the music business. And they're like, really? Great. What do you do? And I was like, I'm a singer. And they're like, oh, what kind of music? And I'm like, you know that singer Anastasia? Go, oh, I love her. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm her. And they're like, oh, no. Oh, my God. I was wondering, you know, like, and that's it's either I was wondering or, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, you shouldn't be. No, we were two people having a conversation. It wasn't about I needed to come in here with an arrogance or I was just another person either coming into Starbucks or coming into a nail salon. And that's good. That you felt comfortable and were talking like normal people. And it's like, I would have never thought you'd be so normal type of thing.
Yes.
And that's mainly what I get from a lot of people that end up realizing after talking to me that it's me.
Do you think that you have some things that you say that are not normal? Like in Germany, we say Macken.
My rider is pretty much water. And that's at the top of the list. Fruit. It's the second. Hummus, maybe vegetables if they're not fresh. And Coke Zero, sometimes caffeine free if you can find it. And really, it's like a honey if I'm singing, you know, honey and tea if they can find it. But at the beginning of my career, they did change rooms and make it presentable. And I, you know, put time into it, but I didn't know that that was something that they did for me. I didn't know that this gymnasium was draped out and now it looks like a chic dressing room. Like those are the kind of things I wasn't aware of when I was coming into the business. And now it's so funny doing shows and walking into the gymnasium that my light is just there, you know, my makeup light and my clothes and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, they would have pipe and draped this whole thing if it was back in the day. I'm like, I don't need the extra drama, you know, let that be for other people.
Yeah. So do you do your hair yourself sometimes? Because you started being a hairdresser.
Not a hairdresser. No. I worked in a hair salon a receptionist and assistant receptionist. So I was very good at talking like I'm doing right now. I was very good at greeting people, good at making appointments and making sure that maybe they did manicure when they waited for their hair. Bah, 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 bah. I was a chitty chatty. So, and I learned a lot of little tips in hair salons, but I'm not great at it when I'm working. But when I go out, well, I don't know how to put a false eyelash on, so I'm a mess. Yeah, there isn't like with everybody and their makeup tutorials, you won't see me do that.
Because it's very hard.
It's incredibly art. Hard. It is art. Thank you very much. Yes. Like whenever I think of like painting a face and sculpting it after they're done with my makeup, I'm like, wow. Cause I mean, I know what I look like without it. And then they put the makeup on me. I'm like, I wish I could just wake up like this, you know? And sometimes I only take off half the side of my face at the end of the night. And I'm like, beautiful, tired. Beautiful. And I'll like turn my head sideways and look in the mirror and go, holy shit, look at that eye. Look how big it is. Look at those lips. little lips, little eye. You know, it's like, wow, it's amazing to see the art of.
It's magic. It really is.
And hair, you know, the minute that all the magic is gone, you know, it's just hair.
So how about fashion? You have done a lot of fashion.
Yes, projects. I have. I love all kinds of fashion. I think fashion is something that maybe all girls and now guys love. And they feel very driven to make that be their personality of whatever they like. I've had my share of enjoying fashion and showing my style through fashion. But I don't really hold it like, I don't know, like it has to be a label. I don't believe in that. If you see something, you like something. But I don't really believe only in labels, you know. So I'm off the rack and off the street.
Vintage.
Yeah, vintage, man. Thank you. Exactly. I think that you can find some real gems there. And but you have to be old school and know how to find that. Like, I started and had no money and I was unemployed. So I'd want to look okay, but I couldn't afford it. So I'd go in and get those, you know, vintage leather jacket acting like it was Gucci. And it wasn't. But I felt quite fabulous because I looked like the part. As long as you feel good in whatever you're wearing, I think fashion is to each his own. You know, it's not about somebody needing to look like a person. But I know a lot of people follow fashion, so they want to follow the trend. I've always been like, I'll wait till it comes back. And it always does. Look, my midriff is out. Everyone's has their stomach out now. They're all wearing high shoes. They're all wearing big belts.
Why?
I'm cool with it. I'm like, I'm back.
This is
being able to be creative with whatever you want to wear is awesome. But I don't want people to hear this and say that it has to happen. Because I don't want women especially to feel the stress of needing to be on trend. You know, you need to float your own boat, girls. I think it's important to find your own style, find one you like. And if it works for you, you don't have to change it because now fashion says your eyebrows need to be gone. You know, let's just take a breather. Take a breather when fashion is going where fashion's going, you know.
And you're a very positive person.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what you've been through.
Oh, yeah.
And the years. And it's amazing how positive you still are. And so what motivates you the most?
I love life. I think that, you know, people don't live the day as wonderfully as they could live it because they're living in the stress of the day. And they're living in yesterday's stress. And they're living in what's tomorrow's stress going to be. And instead of just living in the moment and living for this interview and not thinking about anything else and just being here for this moment, I'm enjoying myself very much. I'm not thinking of anything else. But that's how I try to live. And I'm not saying that I do this 24/7. I obviously know I have previous schedule, but like I didn't know my birthday was Sunday. Like, I think it's important to stay focused on what is positive, understand the negative, but you got to get through the negative because you'll never get to the positive if you focus on the negative. You just won't. I've seen it too many times.
Yes, and this is something that people have to
learn. Yes, over time, for sure.
This is not easy.
Right, it's not easy. You got to fall. You got to continue making the mistakes. You know, my friends and my family had to let me make mistakes to get to a place that now I'm the one who talks about, you know, I did that too. Yeah, you're going to figure that out. You know, being the person who would say that to me. And I was like, no, but he's really, I love him so much. You know, and they're like, yeah. So, you know, it's quite interesting how age and wisdom come full circle and the words are simultaneous at a certain part in your life. There's such great stuff, man. I'm really grateful. I've had a really, really good life and I've also been challenged, but I don't focus on that part. I always just look past it. I don't know what the future has to offer, but whatever it is, I'll welcome whatever it is and work on the positive of whatever that is, you know? So yeah, it's just kind of part of my DNA right now. You know, I think I can't lose that part.
So I guess there's nothing that you would say, I wish I wouldn't have done this.
No, there's things that I can say that. about. Oh. I'm not going to say that I don't have that.
There are many people that say, no, everything was good and every mistake was good that I did. So
no, you learn from your mistakes.
Yes,
100%. True. I agree with that. But there's not things that I wouldn't say I wouldn't do again, for sure. Or I would do them over and over again. So the key is if you do stuff in life and you realize maybe that wasn't something you should do, if you keep repeating it, then that's where you didn't learn the lesson. But if you don't keep repeating it and you find a zone, then you may have learned what you needed to learn out of that situation. You know, I don't have a word regret in my book. I wouldn't have done that again. That's what I have in my head. Never regret. Because in order to be who I am today, all of these things would have had to happen. And would I have done them differently? Yes. Do I regret it? No. You know, I think that regret is something you have super guilt. And I think people, if they don't deal with their guilt or feelings or whatever, then that is something that we all say, go to therapy.
Yes. So, Anastasia, when can we buy your album?
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen and all the rest of you, you can get my album September 22nd. Go get that album.
Yes. You should.
My record company would be like, yes, sell.
Unfortunately, we have to come to an end. We really enjoyed having you here. Thank you so much for coming. It was a very great experience.
Thank you.
We're so proud to have you here. Goodbye. Ja, was für eine sympathische Frau. Hätte ihre Begleitung nicht auf die Zeit hingewiesen, würden wir vermutlich immer noch quatschen. Sie ist so auf dem Boden geblieben, hat sich Zeit für Selfies genommen, hat immerzu gelächelt und war wirklich extrem freundlich. Ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen. Vielen Dank fürs Hören des Promi-Podcasts mit der fabelhaften Anastasia.
Ostseewelle Podcast.